Let's talk about the big games this weekend.
Okay. Which one do you want to start with? You know which one I don't want.
I know. That's why I said let's get it off the way.
I'm a grown up.
Let's
I can do it.
Let's get it off the way so we can go. We can start with this
okay,
one.
Let, okay. Let me say all the positive, because there's a lot of positive stuff. And because I am a hater, but I'm going to try not to be
right
about them. They're very good.
Yes.
And Dylan Gabriel played incredible. Like, that was just an
dual threat Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, he was running. Yes. He runs for that touchdown. He made some throws in that game. That running back that's been there for a couple of years is really, really impressive at Oregon. And they played great. And that was without their best defensive player who got hurt. He makes a big difference in that game. Yes. He got hurt in practice during the week. And, I mean, they're good. They're as legitimate of a national championship contender as five or six teams in the country are right now.
That's what. But that's
the atmosphere was incredible. Everything about that day was great.
I thought, and these are things that when these two teams were, we talked about these two teams last week. This is going to be the biggest test either one of them face.
Definitely.
And Ohio State played great. I don't think Ohio State.
Yeah.
Will Howard was good till he wasn't.
He was. Take the last minute away, which is hard to do. And that's more Ryan Day to me than anything. Yes. And we'll get to that in a minute. But dude, Will Howard played awesome. He made some great throws.
He was really, really good. And then, you know, the freshman Jeremiah Smith, I mean, he was as advertised. It was a push off.
He's just too strong.
It was a push off.
Yeah, he's too grown of a man.
Yeah, it was a push off and everything. But, I mean, that game was lived up to when you see number two and number three in the country play.
It did.
And I just thought that both teams played well. And that loss did not diminish my thoughts on Ohio State being a national championship contender.
Me either.
Because they are still legit talented as anybody in America.
My questions about both teams
are their coach.
Remain, though. Yeah. And it's coaching decision making in big moments, because obviously Dan Lanning gets his biggest win now as the head coach.
Yes.
Or you saw him at the end
he
of the game.
He was fired up.
What it meant to him. He was doing all his breathing exercises to not, because he wanted to freak out. I bet when they got in the locker room, he lost it. Because he wanted to lose it on the sideline, which, again, congrats. That's a huge win for sure. He still made some choices in the second half of that game. They were like, dang, he is who he is. Mm-hmm. He's going to go for two.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to take the points. Now, I bet he didn't want to kick that field goal at the end. They wanted to go for it on fourth down, I bet. And they were like, dude, kick the field
goal.
There's 90 seconds left. Kick the field goal. We'll win the game.
You know, I got the phrase for it. Don't Lanning this.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
If Ohio State doesn't trick off that drive and they kick the field goal, he would have been furious at all the people that made him kick that field goal.
Because
he wanted to score a touchdown. He wanted to score a touchdown and try to put that
thing
away.
But that was my thing. But when you're talking about the points, it's like, not right now, Dan. Don't do this. All right? I know that little Lanning's on that shoulder, dog.
Yeah, little devil,
don't,
Dan.
No. See, he ain't got the devil or the angel. He got two of them.
Two devils.
Don't listen.
Don't do it. Go for it. You can get it. You have the perfect play
for
it. Don't do it.
And so him not doing it, they win the football game. I know that some people talking about he had the 12 men on the field. You remember that penalty? Like, it's kind of like on purpose.
Uh-oh.
I was like, I don't believe that.
So.
I mean, I don't believe that.
Didn't look like, and if Jeremiah Smith, I mean, he did push off.
He did push off.
They don't call that every time.
Yeah.
And if he's a little bit more subtle with, because he extended his arms, if he just bumps a guy, they probably won't call it.
But they did.
And then they kick the field goal, and then they probably win that game. But that, to me, that's the point, is that's what that game was going to come down to. I wish it would have come down to a play that was made and not a mistake that was made, because it did come down to a mistake that was made. Will Howard didn't get down fast enough. The clock expired. That you can't do that.
As soon as that play started, unless it was out of bounds, there was nothing that Ohio State was not going to get up there and clock it.
No.
It was just not going to happen.
No, they had a timeout.
That was my thing. It's like, okay, why aren't you Ryan Day running with him, finding a damn, get down, call timeout. Yeah. And go for broke with the field goal.
Yeah, absolutely.
But no, I thought
that to me was awful, an awful way to finish, but they also cost themselves, I don't know how many seconds, because they never actually went back and replayed it, but many seconds coming off of that penalty where the clock just started and they didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
None of them were aware. Now, it's one person's job to know.
But no,
you got
that beautiful press box up there. There's a whole bunch of coaches up there. Somebody's got to know something.
And nobody noticed.
Nobody.
And I don't know how much time, but it would have been enough for them to get up and call that timeout at the end and had one more play when Will Howard took that slide and the game ended. So, yeah, that's, both teams are incredibly good. Both teams have a chance to win the national championship. Both teams have coaches that, in those big moments, still do stuff that I worry may cost them in those big moments.
I agree, man.
Again, those teams are awesome. That Ole Miss LSU game was what a treat.
What
an absolute treat of a finish.
What an atmosphere.
Yes. That is number, and it probably already was. Yeah. But after I was watching that, just sitting there watching, that is number one on my college football bucket list.
Dude,
I want to go to a night game at LSU. Dude. I want to go with Bo
playing it. And we went down there and actually went down there and beat that ass. But I'm just telling you, that whole thing was just awesome. Looking at everything from the light show to listening to Lil Boosie.
Yeah.
I mean, it was outstanding. And I thought Ole Miss was finna ramrod him. I'm not even going to lie. Yeah. I was like, oh, this is about to get ugly. This is about to get ugly. And then Nussmeier, and I mean, just consistently, that throw on fourth down, middle read. I mean, how if you are Ole Miss, that you play that damn coverage right there? One-on-one, middle field wide open, and he threw it a perfect dime.
Yeah, he made a perfect throw.
Dime.
Obviously, the throw to win the game was a very good throw as well and a good route. Just a, they just got athletes at wide, just big-body athletes at wide receiver.
Yes.
And, again, like
– there's Lane.
There's Lane Kiffin. Mm-hmm. There's coaches that you just wonder in those moments. Because, like, think about overtime. If that kicker of theirs didn't – what, it was like a 50-something yard kick?
He went – dude,
he bailed him out in overtime, dude, and gave him a chance to win.
This dude got a damn rocket connected to his foot.
Oh, that guy is great.
Yeah.
But the amount of bad decisions and choices that had to be made leading up to that to get to the point where he had to do that. And I don't know, man. This doesn't matter that much. But there's also just something like Kiffin just doesn't look confident in those moments. He did, like, the look on his face on the side. Oh, it's happening again.
Oh, my
and
God.
And he's like, there's nothing I can do about this, and it's happening again. He just has that Kiffin face.
The Kiffin.
And it did. It did. Like, that team's really good, too. The defense played well. Like, shout out to them. LSU had to bow up and go win that game. But I don't know. That's what Kiffin does.
Yeah, I think that's
they're
what
Kiffin did.
They're 5-2.
They're 5-2.
And
best team they've ever had, national, quote, unquote, and they're 5-2. It's not even Halloween.
Yep, and that's why I keep saying about, you know, Lane Kiffin in this obsession with other teams that want to go get him. He's a good coach. I'm not whatever saying that like that, but can he win the big game? And, I mean, we can go back.
No.
And I know they went to Florida. The Florida and everything. What a game. What a hard-fought game by the damn Gators.
Mm-hmm.
They played so damn hard, and I thought Tennessee just, you know, again, got that got athlete them at the end. But I thought they played hard as hell for their coach.
This is the second week in a row Tennessee's been down 3-0 at halftime.
Yes.
And it could have been significantly worse. Arkansas could have had it worse 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
Florida just kind of missed some opportunities in the first half. Could have been worse. That offense, and I know they scored 23 in the second half in overtime. That offense is not good.
It's not clicking.
It's not going to be good enough.
They got to be able to run the football.
Yeah.
You know, and Samson's a really good runner. He's a really, really, really good runner. And I still believe Nico is a hell of a coach. And Tennessee's defense is still is as good as there is in the conference. But I give it, like, the Gators did not fall, because I thought that Tennessee was going to mollywop them.
Mm-hmm.
I sure did. Knowing the game was going to be in Knoxville, but I thought they played extra hard. I thought, you know, Levi's Mert, well, I mean, the quarterback, he's gone, so obviously the young fella has to play. But he played pretty good.
He played okay.
But he played pretty good.
Can I ask a quick question about that game?
Please do.
How do you not go for two?
Big question.
Oh, yeah. No, you're
absolutely
right.
Correct.
You're right.
You're absolutely correct. And it looked like before the play was snapped, they were going for it. Mm-hmm. I thought he was going to go for two.
And then Tennessee calls a timeout, and you change your mind.
Yep.
Yeah.
I damn sure thought everyone. I don't understand why he wouldn't go for two.
There was like again. We kind
of. I don't know why he wouldn't go for two.
We criticize him for being over aggressive sometimes.
That was the right thing. Go for two right there in that game.
What about Lincoln Riley and the way they handled that drop regulation and ultimately didn't get anything done? So conservative game there.
They're playing not to lose.
Yeah.
Playing not to lose.
Yeah.
Yes. They're playing this. And that's the thing about it. But I regret situations where your team is in certain places in their season, like Florida.
Yeah. You got nothing to lose. You beat Tennessee. That's great. That's the biggest win of the year.
You might keep the job.
Same thing with USC. You're 3-2.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to the playoff.
Yeah.
You got nothing to fit on the ropes. Just game.
Yeah, man. That Georgia Tech game was awesome.
What a finish.
Jamal, because you're North Carolina and your defense stinks.
Yeah.
We know it's an emotional day up there. Stuff that happened.
We don't have to go into that.
Exactly.
You know, Georgia Tech fans, to get that touchdown at the end against that defensive
against
coordinator.
That guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Did somebody take a picture of a Waffle House cup?
He must have been enjoying a little Waffle House post-game, I would think, right?
Yeah,
The man loves Waffle House.
Yeah, he does. He made sure that everybody knows that.
Really, really loves
that.
404 the culture.
Yeah. Maybe if you had some better players, better schemes.
How about 40 burger?
Yeah, man.
Tech goes in there and drops on your head. That's a tough way to finish, man.
Yeah, man.
BYU stayed undefeated.
Yep.
You said it earlier.
That's a great atmosphere,
Iowa State
too, dog. I saw the Fox people over there. That looks so awesome, too, man.
Yeah, that'd be a fun game to
go
to. Yeah,
that looked pretty awesome. That's it. We already talked about Colorado.
Yeah, we don't have to.
They're losing like they always lose or win like they would usually win. Colorado, I think that's about it. Yeah, mm-hmm. We talked about the Iowa State. Great job.
It's not even on the sheet. That's great. That's awesome. Yeah, exactly. Which one?
Yeah, it's not even. Which one? It's not even on the sheet.
Not even on the sheet. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 finals on the sheet. I'm glad. There's no reason to put it on the sheet. There's no reason to. What a joke.